prophecies are being fulfilled. God loves to make promises and then fulfill them. These are called prophecies. God declares something and will eventually accomplish it. The Bible says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing to which I sent it." Isaiah 55:11. Did you know that God had planned the arrival of the Messiah for thousands of years? Jeremiah 29 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." God's word never returns without accomplishing what it was sent out to do. So when God says he plans for you, he has plans for you. He means it. Don't forget, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4. God's words and declarations are always on target. The only thing that can hinder the prophetic declarations of God is your free will. A word from God is a little river. You can't stop it. You can try to divert it, but you can't stop it. I used to own an old cabin next to a small creek. We all love to hear the creek gently flow by the bedroom window. It was soothing and refreshing until the snow melted and it turned into a raging river. I'm grateful that I happened to be there during the flooding because I was able to shift the flow by building barricades and digging trenches to redirect the flow. It took all of my energy and a few friends to save the foundation of our cabin. The word of God is like this. It will not stop until it finds a path to flow through. It won't stop until it finds the person to flow through. Will you be that person? The Bible tells us that Jesus was the one who God chose to bring salvation to the world. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 22, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. It seems so ironic in this highly scientifically advanced society that we need to reach back into ancient prophecies and find the real solution. Emmanuel, God with us. I'm praying that you lean on Jesus more than ever and that the river of God leads you in the right direction, because you're a miracle and I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.